think we learn how to lie? How do we learn how to lie? Hi, I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Wanting Ice Water, How to Survive in the Workplace, year 2019 and beyond. Liars, that's what we're talking about. I think we learn how to lie when we're very young. And as we grow older, some of us get better and better at learning how to lie. You know, we get better and better at lying. And others of us don't. We are not good liars. We think that the truth is the best thing, and it gets us in trouble our entire lives. That's me. Part of my hating liars and not wanting to lie has to do with the fact that I love history, and I read a lot about American history and history in general and politics. And it's always the lie that gets the politicians in trouble. It wasn't the fact that some guys broke into the Watergate Hotel. It was the fact that President Richard Nixon, all of his men, lied about it. Yep, it was the lie that brought him down. And you can see that throughout history, how the liar never really wins. So this episode is about liars, liars in the workplace, liars who get ahead a lot faster than you, and you look at them and you think, man, I need to do some of this. I'm going to tell you a quick story about my own personal liar. I had a number of them in my career, but the one I'm going to talk about isn't the worst one by any means. I just wanted to give you an example. I was working at the university. I was working for a president who wasn't crazy about video. He was not a video fan. In fact, he looked at me once. We were at a speech at a high school, and there was a man there giving a speech, and he called for a video, and the video didn't roll. And the president looked over at me, and he said, "Live by the video, die by the video." So he was not crazy about video, but I talked him into doing a president's welcome video because, well, everybody has a president's welcome video now. And at the time, it's like, come on, let's do a president's welcome video. It was quite involved. It required quite a lot of work. It required setup. And if you've ever worked for faculty and staff and deans at a university, you know how busy everyone is and how difficult it is. It is like herding cats, like trying to get all of these people in the same place at the same time so you can shoot the video. And we had to open classrooms and on and on. I wrote the script. I did. And I am a writer, so it was fine. I went through a couple of rewrites and then set up everything. So I was the producer of the video. There was another person shooting the video. And he kind of showed up with a really bad attitude. He is kind of a bad attitude type of guy anyway. And he was kind of snapping at everybody and snapping at me and stomping around and, you know, real big photography ego type. He was in charge of shooting the video and he was fairly new. And I was kind of had been at the university for a while, so I didn't think that there was going to be any kind of problem, but apparently there was. Apparently he was complaining about me. And I didn't know because I was always clueless. I always thought, well, I work really hard and everything's going to be fine. He was kind of barking out orders and snapping. And when we would get ready to roll, he would say, as if he was George Lucas shooting Star Wars, "Rolling," you know, and kind of everybody would jump and, you know, people were kind of nervous and didn't, you know, had to start doing their lines. So yeah, he was kind of a nightmare. He made it a nightmare. Afterwards, we launched the video. He edited, we went through a number of edits, and it was quite successful. The president was very happy with it. And I was kind of waiting for, I had a new boss at the time, kind of waiting for someone to say, "Good job, Gloria." And it never came, never came, never got an attagirl, never got even an acknowledgement that we have this video and Gloria produced it and led the way. Turns out this photographer was telling everybody that I created problems and that he produced the video. I got kind of dinged for that whole shoot because I was creating problems. And it's like, I pulled it all together. I got everybody there in one place. I wrote it. I helped with, I did rewrites. That whole incident, that whole issue kind of resulted in me getting demoted and pushed aside and eventually having more work piled on top of me while the person who lied, kind of the star was really shining and I was kind of like, well, let's get rid of her because we really don't need her because we've got somebody who can do everything she does and we can pay him less money. So that's my liar story. It's not the worst story of my career, but it's a bad one. My message to you and my lesson is you want to get credit for what you do. And sometimes it's really difficult to say, oh, look at me, I did this, didn't I do a great thing? It's a line from that movie, oh, well, I can't hug people when they say, here, hug me, look at this great thing I did. Actually, it was Mary Tyler Moore in Ordinary People. She just couldn't love her son because he wanted her to praise him. So if that's difficult for you, and it is for a lot of us, then what you need to do throughout your project or when you're doing assignments is to make sure and keep your boss in the loop. Your immediate supervisor needs to know the work that you are doing. That's how you overcome the liars in the workplace. And my advice is don't ever go there. It's not worth it. It isn't. It is not worth it to start lying. It is not worth it to become that person. Because, you know, eventually it comes out. Eventually it comes out that that person can't write a script. And there you go. I mean, the best revenge is having great hair. I mean, what can I say? It's not. It's not. It's hurtful. It's awful. It's awful for someone to take credit for your work, but it happens all the time. We would like to say, oh, we live in a fairy tale land, and it never happens, but it happens all the time in every job, in every industry. And my best advice to you is document what you do. Make sure others know the work that you're putting into a project because it's your work, it's your life, it's your money, it's your career, and you need to be able to work yourself into the place where you can toot your own horn, where you can take credit because you deserve it, because you worked hard for it. So watch it. It's really good to have a mentor. I don't think you can get along in life without a mentor. That's another podcast. That's another topic. That's another video. This video is about surviving liars and wanting ice water in the workplace, but surviving and succeeding. Have someone who has your back and document what you do. That's my best advice. Work to get a mentor, but it's really great to have a good friend, a professional person in the workplace who has your back. And short of that, watch it. Watch yourself. Work hard. But document, document, document. One of my best bosses used to say, the person who takes the best notes and has the best notes wins. And he meant wins in court. And he was right. But also wins in life. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is Wanting Ice Water, Episode 2, Liars at Work. How we can survive and win.